Right now, we're bringing to these microphones a man who's going to discuss an issue with me that will be very, very interesting to you. Do not leave the radio at your disposal right now because you want to hear what he has to say. I'm talking about a man. His name is Russ East, and he is a general manager of a Christian radio station in Salt Lake City, Utah. At 14 years of age, Russ converted to Christianity. He was a Mormon, brought up a Mormon, but came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior at that time. Russ, thank you so much for joining us. And the discussion we're going to have, I think, is very important for those listening across the United States and around the world on the Internet. And the discussion must begin with the fact that Mitt Romney is the candidate, the Republican candidate, to be president of the United States. Now, I bring this up only to say that he has been invited by Prime Minister Netanyahu to be in Jerusalem on Tish B'Av. Tish B'Av is the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av, and it is the day that the Jewish people commemorate the destruction of both the first temple and the second temple in Jerusalem. My concern is that I understand that the Mormons have a connection to a temple as well. I know there in Salt Lake City where you are, there is a very large Mormon temple. But I'm talking about the temple in the future, the temple that when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth will build. The Bible tells us he'll build it in Jerusalem. I think there's a difference of opinion as it relates to the Mormons. Am I correct, Russ, is indeed a temple of the future in line for the Mormon people to be involved with in the future?
Well, what you're referring to, Jimmy, is in the Mormon scripture called Doctrine and Covenants, and that's in section 84, verses 4 and 5, and it simply reads this. It says, "Verily, this is the word of the Lord, that the city New Jerusalem shall be built by the gathering of the saints, beginning at this place, even the place of the temple, which temple shall be reared in this generation. For verily this generation shall not all pass away until an house shall be built unto the Lord, and the cloud shall rest upon it, which cloud shall be even the glory of the Lord, which shall fill the house." So, Jimmy, what this is talking about in Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 84, verses 4 and 5, is a revelation from the prophet Joseph Smith. As it says in the introduction to this section, that a temple to be built in the land of Zion during this generation, during the time of Joseph Smith's generation. And so that would be in the mid to late 1800s. So this is in regards to a temple that was supposed to be built, a Mormon temple. And the thing about it is there that piece of property, which if you go to Doctrine and Covenants 124, verses 46 and 56, you have the specifics as to where this temple is supposed to be built. And it's actually, that land has been marked out and zoned out. So in Independence, Missouri, that's what we're talking about. That's the Zion that we're talking about. We're not talking about Israel and Jerusalem. We're talking about this New Jerusalem, which is in Independence, Missouri. That temple has never been built.
Now, you're saying then that temple is going to be a temple in the future as far as the Mormon religiosity is concerned. There will be a temple in the future, supposedly there in Missouri.
That's right. Now, the mainstream Mormon church, however, does not own the land that Joseph Smith said this is specifically where it's supposed to be. I mean, they have the markings where supposedly Joseph Smith said this is where it's going to be. So the Temple Lot Mormons, though, they say, well, we're going to build a temple here someday. Okay, so you've got these vying for this land in a sense. So it gets really interesting as to all this. But the thing that I think is important and which should break our hearts for the Mormons and to reach them for Christ is that they are following a prophet that is true. He's a false prophet. Sure, he made proclamations and he made prophecies, but they did not come true, such as this one here, where he says, in this generation, a temple will be built in this city, in New Jerusalem. And this is all understood from these references, Doctrine and Covenants 124 and section 84, as Independence, Missouri. It's never happened. And so that's just another indication that Joseph Smith is not a prophet to follow.
Well, and the fact is, though, that I have understood some Mormons believe that Jesus Christ will come back and build a temple. He'll build one there in Missouri and also build one in the city of Jerusalem. Am I in right thinking there as far as the Mormons are concerned?
As far as Jesus coming back to Independence, Missouri, right. The teaching would be that he would rule from Independence, Missouri and Jerusalem. I'm not sure about him building another temple in Jerusalem, but I can tell you this, that there are some 140 temples all around the world. The Mormon Church spends millions of dollars building these temples. If you go to YouTube and you type in Mormon Temple Ceremony, Hidden Camera, there's various other ones too. People have gone to these temples, Jimmy, and what goes on in the Mormon temple is nothing close to what went on in the temple in Jerusalem. There's no way possible. Secret handshakes, Masonic markings, clothing, that all is indicative of Masonic characteristics, the compass and the square, the fig leaf apron, an apron that they wear like masonry, but they put fig leaves, the Mormons put embroidered fig leaves on it to celebrate the fall of Adam and Eve. This is all a debauchery of the idea of the one God, the one true God, one temple. And then, of course, the temple veil was torn from top to bottom when Christ was crucified. But in Mormonism, they have a veil, and you can put your hand through the veil, and that's where you do a special handshake with another person on the other side of the veil, and that's supposed to be like Heavenly Father. So you go through this incantation, and then you get brought through the veil. It's an atrocity, and it's something that it gets me really passionate about wanting all the more to reach Mormons for Christ. And if anyone would want to reach us at Utah Partnerships for Christ, it's a ministry that we run where we will come and do a workshop at your church on how to communicate the gospel to Mormons.
I have on our homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com, two of the YouTube videos that you've been talking about, one with the instruction for the veil, and then another, the handshake through the veil. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. It will be under must-see video on our homepage. It will be very interesting for you to be able to see this. I do know, Russ, that in the past there has been a major player in the Jewish community in Israel, who was preparing to build the next temple, who had an opportunity to visit Salt Lake City and to actually go into that temple. I believe by that activity taking place, there is a connection between the two, and it's very interesting how Mitt Romney will be there in Jerusalem to commemorate with the Jewish people the destruction of the first and the second temple. But in light of that, with the understanding that the Mormons, as you said, do believe the fact that Jesus Christ will operate out of a temple, his headquarters for the world dominion that God will give to him, will be there in Missouri instead of the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Well, this is only one facet of Mormonism, and Russ, you have a real heart, do you not, for trying to reach Mormon people for Jesus Christ?
Right. Well, the Lord saved me out of the Mormon Church 32 years ago. When I was 14, I was born into a fourth-generation Mormon home, and, you know, just continuing on with what you're talking about, there are some people like Mitt Romney who have gone through that temple ceremony, and up until 1990, you made a commitment, you made an oath, where you took your thumb and you crossed it quickly across your neck that you would agree to have your neck slit from ear to ear if you were to ever reveal the things that you learned in the temple, those things that you refer to on the video. And this is stuff that some people are going to say, how can this be? But it's true that what you're hearing right now about this Mormon temple ceremony, it is nothing but satanic, narcissistic opportunity to become a god someday. This is the one prerequisite to become a god. This is the creme de la creme, whatever. It's the apex of being a Mormon. It's going through the temple, and it's sealing your family together, and it's allowing you to go to the celestial kingdom to become a god someday. And it's very sad to think that Mitt Romney has gone through this ceremony and where you commit everything you own to the Mormon Church. That's part of the ceremony, that which will probably be on another one of the series on YouTube coming up.
Let me ask you this, Russ. You're saying then to me by our conversation today, Mormonism is not mainstream Christianity. It is not any way connected to the true Christianity of the Word of God.
That's absolutely right, because if you say that the temple ceremony is so sacred you can't talk about it, then that doesn't make any sense, because Jesus is sacred, yet they talk about him. Heavenly Father, God the Father is sacred, and yet we talk about him. But then this temple ceremony gets into discussion, and Jimmy, you talk to a Mormon person, they won't talk to you about this. The reason why the Mormon religion is not Christian is because they believe that Heavenly Father is an exalted man, and they believe that Jesus Christ is the brother of Lucifer, and they believe that you and I can become gods ourselves.
Well, this is a very important discussion that we're having. We started with the connection to the temple, the Jewish temple that will be built in the city of Jerusalem by Jesus Christ, but supposedly a prophecy by one of the main leaders of the Mormon Church who said that the temple that Jesus Christ will rule and reign from is in Missouri. Russ, I so appreciate you taking the time to be with us today to help us have some better understanding of all the activities as it relates to Mormonism, but in particular as it relates to the temple, the one either in Missouri or the one in Jerusalem. Thank you, my dear friend, and we'll be praying for you and your ministry as you reach out to Mormons, trying to bring them to Jesus Christ, the true Savior.
Thank you, Jimmy.